Good morning. Today is Monday, December the 3rd. Join us this morning. We got two of Eureka Police Department's finest. Is that how we want to say it?
Sure.
Why not?
All right, Susie, you didn't rise to the bait, so why don't you introduce yourself and, oh, what's his name there?
My name is Susie Owsley, and I work for Eureka Police Department and Police Services, and this is Captain Patrick O'Neill.
Well, she got the title right.
She's kind of stalled on it.
It's early. What
can Our quote this morning is not existent. We were talking about that just before we started here, that since Susie was here last, we have changed things. So why do they say that? Now, this is you got two heads here, supposed to be better than one, right? We'll find
out.
We'll see. Amok. Where did we get the phrase running amok? Any shot in the dark?
I have no idea. I was assuming
no is okay.
I don't have a clue.
Susie, any?
Sounds like something English.
Well, you're right. It's from a different language than what we speak. From Malaya. Malayans, under the influence of opium, ergo the cop thing, or stimulants, sometimes become very excited. So excited that they rush about with daggers, killing anyone they chance to meet, and yelling, amok, amok, meaning kill, kill. So running amok has police overtones, or at least law and public safety overtones. I'll ramp it down a tad there, huh? Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays.
That was inspirational.
Yeah. No kidding.
It goes well with the Christmas season.
Well, it's not as if you guys haven't had anything to do the last couple of weeks, huh? You keep filling up the newscast with doing this and doing that. What's going on out there?
Keeping our folks out there and looking for things that need to be addressed and problems that need to be worked on and improved upon. And with Christmas coming up and the shopping holiday coming up, we're trying to get some information out there to get people to help us, help them from getting their being victimized and having their belongings taken from them.
Help me help you from being stupid.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, that's what it says on the back of your card. Susie, so if Patrick is getting the guys to pay attention, aren't you kind of getting the community to pay attention? Isn't that kind of the yin and yang going on here?
We are. Every Christmas season, we try to get out to people about the amount of burglaries tend to go up, vehicle burglaries, packages being stolen off the front porch, mail theft, those kind of things that we're looking at right now to really remind people not to leave anything of value in your car, taking the garage door opener out of the car. That shouldn't be left in it. And if you can, have your packages mailed to work or a family relative or friend's address, as opposed to having it sit all day, hopefully waiting for you when you get home.
You know, how do you deal with it? I mean, you don't know when UPS is going to be delivering or FedEx or any of those types of folks. I mean, you know, you got that approximate thing if you follow it on the internet. I've always subscribed to it, have them deliver it at place of work.
If your work will allow it, and many do.
Yeah, I mean, we probably don't want to have the live animals delivered there, but you know, for most things, I would suspect that you know you could find some place to put it for an hour or two.
Unless you're retired.
Well, but then you're at home.
Not always, if you're visiting or traveling. Ring. A lot of people are going to devices that they can install so they can at least see if somebody takes a package off their porch.
You mean that's just not a sales gimmick?
Nope.
Those things actually work?
They do work.
Huh. I wonder if you put one in your car, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing we're doing, too, with our neighborhood watch meetings and things is trying to get neighborhoods closer together, get people to know one another. And, you know, it's hard to determine when your package is going to be delivered, but at the same time, you get a text when it is delivered. And if you're close to one of your neighbors or two of your neighbors, you can always call them if you know their home and say, hey, my package just got delivered. Can you go grab it off my porch? I'll grab it when I get home. And it's just trying to make it a little harder for thieves to take things from you.
You see that or hear that thing last week? Commando had it on one of her little segments. talking about how now with the USPS, with their notification thing, the people are hacking into that. Mm-hmm. And as soon as it's delivered, the mailman goes around the corner, so do they. They come in and backfill behind, and they know exactly when things are arriving and what they are sometimes too, which is, I guess, a whole different level of creativity.
Oh, yeah. They're always going to up their game to figure out, because, you know, thieving is just like anything else. You're trying to get the biggest bang for your buck.
Are Christmas trees an attractive nuisance? I mean, it sounds tacky, but if they're looking for presents and opportunities and things like that, either in the rig or at the house, I would think that almost becomes a calling card.
I think shopping bags in the car are very much a target, and a lot of times they'll break in, grab the item, and take it back to be refunded to get the cash.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If you got the receipt, you can go in there.
Well, that's true, because you don't have to prove your ID if you take something back, do you?
Yeah, the only places are doing that. They'll, if you bring in a return with a receipt and you charge it, they're going to put it back on the credit card, which doesn't do anything for them.
Well, legally, you have to.
But cash, anything that's you bought with cash, you bring a receipt in, you're going to get cash back.
What was that word?
Cash.
Cash.
That thing no one uses anymore?
Yes, four-letter word, huh? Cash. Yeah, I would think using credit card debit card, really almost does protect you from that kind of goofiness. The more more folks do that, the less apt the other old will be. Because I don't think too many people wear my size.
No, probably not.
Yeah. Or it'd be really easy for you guys to find them. KINS, News and Information Times, 8:19.
It's sounding like Christmas all over Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. It's all your favorite Christmas music all the time. Christmas music is yours 24 hours a day on 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM. Bing, The Carpenters, America, and more contemporary singers like Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Michael Bublé, and others. It's our kind of Christmas music on Easy Radio 980 AM and Curry 105.3 FM, the Christmas station. Tell your friends.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Captain. See, I said that smooth, huh? Patrick O'Neill and Susie Owsley, the PIO for Eureka Police Department. That would be the PR gal. That probably makes more sense for more people, huh?
However you like it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, the other makes you sound like you're Italian. Yo. Oh. What are the big concerns for law enforcement and public safety this time of the year? Is it the stuff you were talking about with theft and thievery and opportunity? Drinking and driving, or I guess we don't say drinking anymore, do we? Under the influence. Mm-hmm. People just confused, violence at home, you know, the domestic stuff, the abuse stuff. I mean, what if you ranked the top four things going on this time of the year that get you guys' attention, where would we start?
Well, I mean, obviously, crimes against persons are main concern. Anything that anybody can get hurt at is we want to do what we can to minimize or eliminate those things. This time of year, obviously, thefts go up because of everybody knows people are buying gifts. People are at the mall spending large amounts of money or stores and putting things in the car because they don't want to pack everything around. So we do a lot of crime prevention. We do a lot of crime prevention out there. Talks put out on our Facebook, little tips and things to try and get people to be a little bit smarter about how they shop and where they put their things, and you know, put them in the trunk, don't put them in the back seat, because all you need is a broken window and all that stuff's gone in a moment. And you know, mall security may or may not see it. We we may be able to get your items back, probably not at times, because it's not something that's going to be serialized or we're going to find right away. So we need to put that education out there so people are less likely to be victimized. But, you know, we're at nighttime, we've got our guys out looking for impaired drivers and trying to stop people from, you know, hurting others by getting in traffic collisions because they're not driving at the ability they should be because of their impairment. So it's all focus-based. We try to focus on a little bit of everything and do the best we can with the bodies we've got.
I smile every time I hear collisions instead of crashes or accidents. Ron Waters.
He's taught you well.
Yeah, very not good. Me. You guys, you're the culture. I've just kind of flashed back a little bit to it. Types of items. Yeah, in the old days, like when we were young, we would hear about people. Okay, other than Susie, when we were on, it was the car stereo. That was the thing everybody was looking for. Boy, and then pop, boom, and it's out. Are there things that people are looking for in cars now? Is it still certain types of cars that are more apt to be taken? Are there, you know, some of those trends? You don't hear about them anymore, and I don't know if it's just because nobody's asking those questions or if things have changed that much.
I don't know if there's so much. It's crime of opportunity, so absolutely, it's the opportunity they're looking for. If you know, we still have people to this day that are leaving backpacks and purses on their front seat when they go into stores, or they just forget and go in the house at the end of the day, and in their driveway, they've got their purse and their backpack out on the front seat and smash the window out, grab the stuff, and run, is all these guys are doing, or trying door handles at night. There's people that just roam around Eureka at nighttime looking in windows, pulling on door handles and seeing if they get lucky and going through everything from getting the change out of the center console, if that's all that's in the car, to taking a purse or taking a backpack. And, you know, especially a purse is a nightmare for that person because now you've got credit cards that are being used. You're having to call the banks, the credit card companies, try and shut all this stuff down. You know, the banks are making it a little easier now where you can get on your phone and cancel a card. Or
if you still have your phone.
If you still have your phone. Or get on your computer. So they're making it quicker so we can shut cards down quicker and less likely of less loss. But at the same time, it's the opportunity. Whatever you leave out, you know, the bigger the ticket item, the more apt you're going to have a broken window or a forced door to try and get it. As far as car theft goes, that's where sometimes the make, model, and things come. Some cars are a little bit easier than others to get into and to get started.
Are the newer ones easier or more difficult? The keyless and the, you know, that kind of stuff, does that?
It's definitely more difficult because, like, my vehicle, not only do I have to have the key, but I have to have the chip in the key, and if their chip's not close enough to the car, it won't start. So
can that be hotwired?
I don't know. I've never tried, but
Oh, you know people who know. Come on.
My understanding is you have to have the chip. There has to be a chip within proximity of the vehicle before it'll start. So if you don't have those two things, you're not going to be able to get the car started.
So it's only collectible cars that are easy to be.
Yeah, the older cars.
That'd be,
the
older
ones
cars,
we can actually work on.
Yeah. I prefer to use the collectible phrase on that one. The crimes of opportunity really are what drive you guys both batty.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will leave a, you know, a diaper bag or a gym bag thinking, oh, there's nothing of value in here. But for somebody looking into your car, they don't know that until they break a window and grab it to find out that it wasn't something that they can sell easily.
And if it's a used diaper bag, probably aren't going to be really warmly embraced after they get it. So you might have something else to take care of, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like I say, it is Christmas for them. It's a wrap package. They want to see what's inside. They're not looking in the window going, that's probably just gym stuff and moving on. They're grabbing it, opening it up, throwing everything on the ground that they don't want, and then off they go.
Now, I know Eureka's your guys' stomping grounds, but are there any distinct differences between Eureka and any of the other communities in the area as far as what people do or what they don't?
I don't think so. Especially Humboldt County-wise, it's pretty much the same.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Captain Patrick O'Neill and Susie Owsley from Eureka Police Department. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, American Ag Credit, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. New Year's, different certainly than the Christmas holiday season. However, I would think that there's probably more consumption of adult beverages in the next 3 or 4 weeks prior to Christmas than there is for the week and a half following. Let's even include the first round of football season. The CHP guys have got the weekend of maximum enforcement or period of maximum enforcement. Is there an equivalent for city law enforcement during times when you know there's probably not too many holiday parties on Monday nights or Tuesday nights or Wednesday nights, but you start getting Thursday, Friday, Saturday? I mean, you guys know when the season is. Scheduling adjust accordingly?
There is. I can't tell you what the schedule is right now. We're still working it out. But, you know, obviously we know that there's a kind of a spike in impaired driving at times and those times of year. And we'll do our focused enforcement on that to make sure that we're making the roadways as safe as we can for everyone. And trying to not only locate those impaired drivers because of the public safety to others, but to themselves. I mean, a lot of those times, those DUI collisions are single car collisions because they've fallen asleep or whatever and struck a telephone pole or otherwise. So we're out there protecting them as much as everybody else.
What about the distracted? Not the cell phone or texting or any of that kind of stuff. But I just had a buddy got T-boned last week in the middle of the day. You know, I've seen a couple of instances just driving, through a four-way, through a two-way. Again, sorry about being Eureka-centric, but the four-way at Wabash and E. Two guys tried to follow the one in front, and everybody else is trying to is that normal now, or is that people kind of being on edge right now?
I wouldn't say there's a spike of it just because of this time of year, but there are, there's more people distracted. There's more people texting on their phones, so they're looking down to do that, and they're going through intersections. They're going through lights. We do a lot of primary collision factor enforcement. We look at our traffic collisions, and we go, okay, what are the causes of most of our recent collisions? And then we focus on those violations. And the distracted driving can add to that because, once again, they're not looking up where they should be, which is the roadway and other vehicles and traffic control intersections. They're looking at their phone because, got to make sure that somebody knows that I'll be home in 10 minutes for dinner. We can't wait 10 minutes to drive there and just be at home in 10 minutes. So, unfortunately, cell phones are great. Texting is a great tool for everyone, but there's times that you shouldn't be doing it, which is one of them is driving.
I like that word tool, not toy.
Oh, yeah.
Or entitlement would be another one. Susie, there was a reference, and I think it was when Gary was in last month. You guys have a grant for pedestrian safety? It seems like we're having to pay attention to things that we shouldn't have to be paying attention to. Making sure that people cross the street safely instead of walking out with their blinders on. I mean, that kind of stuff. When you're in some of the community meetings and the gatherings and people bring this stuff up to you, just kind of shake your head and smile and go, and that's the response? Or are there things that we can do also as let's say people paying attention, to avoid some of this stuff. You know, the militant pedestrian is kind of how I categorize it. But what do you tell people?
Well, I think as with crime prevention in general, you have to always be aware of your surroundings. And I think a lot of people feel that if they're at a crosswalk, they have the right of way, and they'll just walk right out in front, not realizing that you still have to look both ways, or at least one way, and make sure no one's coming or that people are stopping for you before you enter out into the intersection, because people aren't always paying attention. They might be on their phone.
Oh, I like the guys that walk out and they try to do the stare down on the car grill coming at them. Mm-hmm. I saw two of them on 4th, which, for those who are unfamiliar, is 101 South, and had attitude. It's like, are you kidding me? Really? You could have gone down one block and crossed at a light, but you decided to, and of course it was the black and brown, you know, color combination, so they really leapt out at nighttime. And it just, it's curious to me where people's psyche has evolved into, where it's so much about them and that they don't pay attention, or they're not concerned about their knees or ankles and the pain that might be associated with it.
Well, a lot of it, I think, is the lead by example, though, too. I mean, people complain quite a bit about people, you know, crossing the street in the middle of the block, but at the same time, they'll do it. And you'll see people walking down the, you know, Broadway a lot of times, and one guy will cross in the middle of the block, and then all of a sudden, several people are doing it because they're like, oh, he got away with it, and then the next people will do it. It's a lot like kind of a comparison is animal control. We have a lot of complaints about loose dogs. But I've talked to several people that have been one of the bigger complainers about loose dogs, and then their dog's off leash at the park when they shouldn't be. So is you got to lead by example. You can't expect others to follow something you're not willing to follow yourself.
Civility, I think, is the phrase we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. And for me, when I drive, even if I have the green light, I still take a quick second to look both ways to make sure there's not someone flying through that intersection.
Yeah, I want to make sure there's a car there, so if somebody is, at least they're going to get rear-ended and probably not make it all the way across for me.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's because we're all old.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
And we do. Like,
okay,
say,
older than 20. How's that, huh? Of legal age.
And we've been doing pedestrian enforcement, especially on Broadway, to make writing sites for crossing, illegally crossing the street, depending on what the circumstances are, because there's jaywalking, but you have to have between two controlled intersections. So there is different.
Just using the merging lane. I mean, that's not a safe zone.
Yeah, no. They just can't stand out there and hope for the next break in traffic to get out there. That's why we have crosswalks.
Does that I know the stupid question, but I'll ask it. Does that happen everywhere or anywhere else? I've never seen it other than here, where people will use the middle of a highway, a U.S. highway, to stand.
I just drove from here to Arizona for vacation, and I went through many cities, and I saw it on several.
So oh, are they, okay.
Just here.
Okay. Well, I know in San Francisco they'll use the islands.
Yeah.
But that's almost kind of designed that way with the goofy stoplights that they've got.
No, I kind of pay attention to that to see if we are special or not. It's people are out in the roadway,
okay.
Different places too.
And then I'll climb off my sculpture horse.
The only Eureka thing?
Yeah. Well, good. Didn't lose that one entirely on you. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 844.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The new Los Angeles flight is a great success. The planes have been full, so book now for your holiday travel. Don't miss getting a flight home for the holidays. And just in case you haven't heard, we'll have direct flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a couple hours away from the Mile High City whenever you want to go. This makes connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org. Happy holidays.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:48. We're back. Final couple minutes this morning with Susie and Patrick. Guys, leaving phrases for people to embrace during the holidays. What would you give them?
During the holidays, I really think people need to really be smarter about making sure they're putting their packages in places that aren't being seen. Locking your cars at night. Don't leave your belongings out. And the belongings you do have, especially high-end stuff, make sure you're taking pictures of overall and of the serial number. It's if you can provide that to the officer, if unfortunately you are the victim of a theft, we can get things into the systems, and there's a lot higher possibility of getting your belongings back. Even jewelry that's not serialized, if it's distinctive, we can get that back. Maybe if we do a probation search or something and we come across property, if we have a reference, we can go back and look at your belongings and maybe find them for you. It's going to be helpful for us. So really just being smarter about the way you do business during the holiday season.
Susie?
I think before leaving for the holidays, if you're traveling, to make sure your house is ready, that it's left and safe, and to hire a trusty house sitter. It's not that expensive to hire someone to come in and keep an eye on your house, collect the papers, make sure you have lights on at night.
I didn't hear Big Dog.
Well, Big Dog is nice, but you're going to have a house sitter if you can leave that Big Dog there.
See, and then you got that partnership going there.
There you go.
One quick question: where's the pawning going on? There are less pawn stores today. Is that where they'll take some of this stuff?
Yeah, pawn shops are still used. A lot of it's Craigslist and things like that. And they're doing the private sales in the parking lots and things like that, where they contact somebody, you meet, you hand off your items.
So in the old days, we were worried about people with exhibition driving, and now it's Craigslist exchanging. Fine, I guess. I guess I'm just out of it. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you.
See everybody tomorrow.